喺深圳咧，咪喺度编写改写嗰个人类基因，
嗯、
挑咗佢嗰啲唔好嘅基因出嚟，然后就系即系防止一啲遗传病继续系遗传落去。咁呢个系属于国际上好有争论嘅，即系医学伦理嘅问题啊。但系中共而家都已经走到更进一步，直头就开发呢种咁样嘅特种士兵。咁呢个等于机械人嚟嘅啫嘛，你要佢做啲咩咧？你就培养呢种咁嘅人出嚟，咁变成一个部队啊！呢、這个就系国际禁止噶。
嗱，呢啲事情喺共产党国家都唔新鲜嘅，都好多年。即系你谂下，30年代嗰时，而家苏联解密档案出嚟嘅情况咩？30年代嗰时，苏联喺西伯利亚用啲女犯人啊，犯人同或者系男犯人。同類人員交配啊，猩猩啊，大猩猩啊，就培養出嚟嗰啲身體特別強壯啲人種，但係啲佢培養出嚟之後，啲人即係過唔到第二代，冇生殖能力。但係佢真係你可以不惜咁即係用人嚟做試驗咧，呢、這個真係好恐怖啊！佢哋即係冇底線，就冇底線又靈活又諗得出嚟，個腦筋比較好細嗰時咧，呢、這個係人類好大災禍嚟㗎。
系好，我哋今日开播咯，今日嘅时间开始咯，好嘛？咁啊，多谢各位网友，欢迎各位网友收看啦。咁而家嚟到美国嘅大选咧，已经即系入咗大直路啦，即系而家喺即系拜登嘅阵营嚟讲，就已经即系睇住1月20号啦，要安排啦。咁啊，但系特朗普嘅阵营咧，特别系佢嗰个律师团队，佢哋嘅主要律师这个 Gina Ellis。已经话咗啊，就算1月6号以至到1月20号系拜登上台嘅话咧，特朗普方面都唔会即系认输，要继续嘅战斗落去嘅。咁啊，琴日就喺国会参议院咧，就有一场第一次国会嘅听证会，系由参议院举行嘅。咁啊，就个主题都好清楚，即系讲大选嘅即系舞弊啊，即系唔正常，即系其实就违规。我哋常讲嘅说话叫做违规嘅行为。咁啊，两党嘅代表、两党嘅议员咧，都有喺台上喺个听证会上讲嘢嘅。咁啊，就睇得到好第一次睇得到拜登阵营咧，系刻意将呢件事第一就系淡化嗰个所谓舞弊嗰啲事实，甚至有啲地方不理睬啊。第二咧就将个责任，特别系网上嘅问题，就推俾俄罗斯。呢、這个就是好旧嘅伎俩啦。咁啊，当然亦都揾到已经俾阿 Trump 炒咗嗰、那个国土安全部讲本网络安全嗰位专家阿 Krebs 就出嚟讲。咁就阿 Krebs 就始终佢都有讲到，即係俾質問到关于嗰个 Dominion 嗰度投票机嘅问题呢，佢都承认话係深部分啲投票机有问题嘅。但係佢仍然坚持佢个主调，就係、是今次選舉是安全，是即係係可靠嘅，係信得過嘅。喺佢嘅網絡專家嘅角度，但係言辭之間咧，就好明顯咧，就好有一種閃縮嘅，即係叫做選擇性去應對問題。咁啊，呢一個我哋本來講話呢個國家情報總監阿 John Ratcliffe 咧，本來會出席，但係因為佢延遲咗報告咧，就冇出席到嘅，係嘛？兩位。
系咁，但系里头有几有意思嘅地方就好好扎实嘅数字就系内华达州，内华达州呢个律师咧出嚟为共和党方面作证，就讲咗呢几个数字，我哋讲下喺个呢个州咧，应该系 Trump 都系即系几万票嘅咁，即系差别14000票系呢个州，好似我记得系，
好似系万几票嘅，
14000票，中间佢就实呢、這个系即系冇得就系、是。點樣好實在嘅數字嚟㗎？佢話42000多人投咗唔止一次票，即係兩次票、三次票。咁42000多張票，起碼投兩次已經廢㗎啦，至少1500個死人投咗票。咁咧就19000多人就根本就唔係呢個州嘅居民，亦都投咗票。咁嗱。对唔住啊，对唔住。呢啲人所有人计起嚟已经60000多票啦，最少系60000多票废落去。咁就呢个系数字，所以咧参议员兰德保罗啊 ，Rand Paul， 就一路出嚟講咧，呢佢話呢個呢、這個肯定呢、這個呢、這個呢、這個成個事情咧，就係、是、肯定係有呢、這個啊、肯定係有呢、這個啊作弊作弊，而且情況比較嚴重。但係咧，即係佢話我哋最主要係保證下一次下一次唔會一啲咁嘅情況。咁啊，今次咧，佢話今次嘅選舉係俾偷走咗嘅 ，stolen。佢直情用呢個話 stolen。我要俾大家聽啊，係佢點講啊？我可以放一段佢聽。我就走咗出嚟。Rand Paul 今朝都喺電視講咗好耐㗎啦。我而家放緊出嚟。
Laws, so it's not in our purview, but the state laws are set, and then we have federal elections. So what we've heard about what happened in Wisconsin, what happened in Nevada, I think is absolutely true, and we have to prevent it from happening again. I think state legislatures will need to reaffirm that election law can only be changed by a state legislature. So I think there's a lot of work to be done. While we will not dictate it to the states, I think we should have hearings going into the next year, hearing from state legislatures and what they're going to do to make sure election law is upheld, not changed by people who are not legislators. And we do have an interest in that. I don't want it to be federalized. Many on the other side of the aisle will just soon federalize it, mail everybody a ballot, and we'll have this universal corruption throughout the land. But what I think we need to do is keep it at the state level. But we can't just say it didn't happen. We can't just say, oh, 4,000 people voted in Nevada that were non-citizens, and we're just going to ignore it. We're going to sweep it under the rug. Say, oh, the courts have decided the facts. The courts have not decided the facts. The courts never looked at the facts. The courts don't like elections, and so they stayed out of it by finding an excuse, standing or otherwise, to stay out of it. But the fraud happened. The election in many ways was stolen. And the only way it'll be fixed is by, in the future, reinforcing the laws.
講得幾好啊，講得好。
係，佢有幾個好關鍵嘅。第一個呢，佢話國會要一直聽證到明年，一直都要去追呢個問題。佢話，但係佢哋唔想將選舉法變成聯邦法，所以咧，佢哋就會繼續敦促嗰個州咧，就係未經選舉嗰啲人咧，就唔能夠去改變呢個選舉法。咁佢話咧，好似你話佢話你好多人講法庭已經決定咗啦，呢個選舉係呢個選舉係合法嘅，但係佢話法庭就從來未睇過任何事實，所以呢個講法係唔對嘅。咁佢話今次咧就用內華達州嘅即係嗰啲非公民或者非居民嘅投票例子，佢話你唔能夠講呢個冇發生，所以今次嘅選舉係被偷走咗嘅。呢個佢喺聽證會講嘅。
嗯，
但係主流媒體好似冇直播喎，係嘛？淨係嗰啲 YouTube 就直播啊？
係主流媒體，唔係主流媒體 Fox News 報咗。
哦，有冇直播嗰個成個聽證咧？
冇直播成個聽證，但係 Fox News 今朝採訪到 Rand Paul。
嗯，
今朝采访十零分钟，几长咯。
嗯，
系就主流媒体都唔系我哋想象中，即系话国会第一次开咁嘅听证就特别重视。而且呢个听证本身系两党嘅代表都有喺度嘅，两党议员都有喺度嘅，就变咗有正有反嘅。理论上咧就系一个好好嘅新闻题材嚟噶，莎莎系嘛？
系啊，
即系我哋做新闻最紧要就系正反意见不同嘅声音一提出。咁就變咗一個好 balance 嘅 reporting 咧，就好 perfect 嘅。但係結果主流媒體咧，就唔知心虛啊，定係根本個策略就係唔想公眾知道，即係喺議員口中係知道呢個選舉係有咁大規模嘅舞弊。實際上嗰個舞弊咧，我聽到佢嗰個議員講法就話，最重要就係嗰啲州啊行政當局係越咗州嘅立法當局去改變。州嘅選舉，特別嗰個選舉係牽涉到聯邦大選嘅規矩，包括郵遞選票，包括呢個身份驗證，都係違反咗呢個法律嘅。呢個法律嘅廣義係指聯邦法律啊，仲同提到大量郵寄選票咧，係即係特別係呢一個 Ken Starr 啦，以前好出名呢位檢察官喺克林頓時代，佢嗰、那個呢個就係明星級嘅檢察官咧，就話大量郵寄選票咧，其實就係欺詐嘅一個肥沃嘅土壤嚟嘅，講咗幾次啊，咁啊，
再聽一下聽證會上另外一段就係，但係呢個證人點樣講噶啦？
嗯。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Peters, and members of the committee. This year, thousands upon thousands of Nevada voters had their voices cancelled out by election fraud and invalid ballots. Here's how it happened. On August 3rd, 2020, after a rushed special session, Nevada legislators made drastic changes to the state's election law by adopting a bill known as AB4. The vulnerabilities of this statute were obvious. It provided universal mail voting without sufficient safeguards to authenticate voters or ensure the fundamental requirement that only one ballot was sent to each legally qualified voter. This was aggravated by election officials' failure to clean known deficiencies in their voter rolls. Because of AB4, the number of mail ballots rocketed from about 70,000 in 2016 to over 690,000 this year. The election was inevitably riddled with fraud, and our hotline never stopped ringing. While the media and Democrats accused us of making it all up, our team began chasing down every lead. Our evidence came both from data scientists and from brave whistleblowers. Here's what we found. Over 42,000 people voted more than once. Our experts were able to make this determination by reviewing the list of actual voters, comparing it to other voters with the same name, address, and date of birth. This method was also able to catch people using different variations of their first name, such as William and Bill, and individuals who were registered both under a married name and a maiden name. At least 1,500 dead people are recorded as voting, as shown by comparing the list of male voters with the Social Security death records. More than 19,000 people voted even though they didn't live in Nevada. This does not include military voters or students. These voters were identified by comparing the list of voters with the U.S. Postal Service's National Change of Address Database, among other sources. About 8,000 people voted from non-existent addresses. Here we cross-reference voters with the coding accuracy support system, which allowed our experts to identify undeliverable addresses.
Yeah.
Over 15,000 votes.
讲得好啊，呢个边个台啊？
啊！呢、這个唔系呢个系报纸啊，个系 YouTube 嘅一个个报纸，即系截诶呢个系华盛顿时报报出嚟嘅，即系佢就好嗱，佢话佢咁样，佢话嗱你对住佢话佢唔系诶嗰啲点解啲票佢系42,000 人咧佢系投咗多一次咧，佢话佢对咗所有啲名字、住址同埋当地，而且同埋年纪、出生年月日，咁、你如果全部一样嘅，肯定一个人咧投咗两次。咁佢话死人投票嗰度咧，系对嗰、那个即系登记死人嗰啲登记数字同埋投同埋你嘅年纪嗰啲，即系对得好仔细，唔系净系一个名啊，就连埋出生年月日居住。佢话仲有19,000人嘅地址咧，就系全部佢对邮局全国改地址你要填表啊嘛，改地址改喺边度？佢对住填表改地址个改地址咧，就有19,000个人就改咗地址就走咗噶啦，唔喺度噶啦。咁另外仲有好长数字噶，好多呢啲数字，啲大数字，佢话全部，佢话好似啲邮寄投票，佢话呢个系2016年嗰时咧，先要17,000张邮寄投票，就系嗰啲军人啊、学生啊咁样喺外地。佢今年咧竟然系60,000+张邮寄投票，咁排除咗军人、学生嗰啲因素之外咧，佢仲有大量嘅投地址系搵唔到啊，搵唔到地址噶。即係郵局話呢個地址係 non-deliverable， 即係話送都冇地方送嘅。我就知道嘅情況，好似公園有條街咁啊，有個公園就登記喺嗰度都有嘅。嗰啲係 homeless 話，我就住喺條凳度。你送唔到地址，點我點啊？我有地址咁樣，所以呢個情況相當嚴重啊，應該係。
即係呢個議員喺參議院嗰個聽證會上面都講咗好多，其實有好多都係以前我哋知道。即係過去嗰個幾月，我哋聽到，亦都見到、睇到，甚至有埋帶、有埋片睇到嘅一啲所謂舞弊嘅現象啦、行為啦，咁就啲參議員都係一個比較即係精要摘要咁樣講出嚟嘅，因為佢哋都有限時嘅發言。咁亦都有提到，即係關於嗰個法律嘅問題咧。就話啲法院就係掟咗啲案件出嚟或者駁回，但係純粹都係技術上嘅資格問題，從來都冇接觸到嗰件案件嘅本身實質嘅證據嘅層面。即係話入門喺門牌嗰度已經俾人哋擋住咗啦，你根本冇得入去講， 入面所讲嗰啲舞弊啊，任何一个具体嘅意见。所以咁样嘅意思就系话，并法院驳回，并不表示冇舞弊，
系啦，
技术性被击倒嘅啫。
今次系第一次咧，就呢啲证据得以即系用呢种方法喺联邦嘅层次评啊，即系就系呈堂啊，因为参议院议会嘅听证会有法律效力噶嘛。所以你如果講大話嘅話咧，要坐監噶嘛，我都係。所以喺聯邦嗰只，即係最高法院冇上過嚟啦，聯邦法院其他都係資質問題，將啲案件打咗落去咯。所以而家咧 ，Trump 嘅團隊就喺度揾緊有一個法官一個法庭喺依度，即係話你可以一路上到去聯邦法庭就即係真係將所有證據呈堂，依家仲未有。
而家仲有好多案件喺最高法院嗰度排緊隊啦。咁就當然時間上係一個極之不利嘅因素。咁啊，講到時間咧，即係呢個聽證會，都係一個幾有即係叫做歷史性意義啊，因為國會第一次去聽去講關於大選出現咗啲違規嘅情況。雖然呢個民主黨嗰啲議員咧就極力去辯護啦，去甚至淡化，甚至話都係俄羅斯操縱選舉，咁亦都俾即係共同主席咧係。即係擋住嘅，即係話喂，你唔好再講啦，即係幾次都幾乎鬧交咁滯，因為好明顯呢個民主黨嘅議員咧就係轉移視線啊，拉俄羅斯落水啊，咁啊，其實就揾一個即係叫做虛構嘅一個目標去陷俄羅斯不義啊。其實俄羅斯今次基本上咧就係、是、即係唔能夠話佢冇 hack 入呢啲咁嘅系統，但係主力咧其實係中國。其實是中國，因為俄羅斯是都排到尾的啫，甚至都有個委內瑞拉啊，其他嗰啲國家咧，即係塞爾維亞呢啲都是比較活躍，所以找俄羅斯其實就是一個民主黨的一個策略去遮醜，或者是遮頭唔提，佢遮頭唔提中共的因素。喺呢方面咧，其實就無私顯見私啦，而家中共是乾淨的，遮頭可以。直头话佢喂佢冇侵入到我哋嗰个选举系统啊咁，但系佢哋唔敢讲，因为呢啲听证系发咗誓噶嘛，即系唔可以讲假嘢嘅。
嗯，但系嗰啲发誓嗰啲证人嗰啲议员参，嗰啲参议员可以任问任何问题，明明讲大话佢冇罪噶喎，佢可以从问题中话你比如佢就可以问话俄罗斯今次对选举咩证？如果俄罗斯冇嘅话咧，但系你嘅问题中你假设佢有，所以咧参议员唔使负啲责任噶。你呢个就好大问题，我哋见到咁多次，啲真系即系证人就要发誓唔得讲大话啦。但系参议员可以，
议员就有议员特权法案啊嘛，就好似香港咁啊嘛，有言责即系免责罪啊嘛。嚟到呢度咧，我哋又都想 update 一下咧，就系 Fox News 咧。就本来就喺选举之后咧，大家知道 Fox News 第一个反水嘅，喺11月3日晚咧，第一个宣布亚利桑那州咧就系拜登胜出嘅，当时仲未数晒票，只系数到好似一半都唔够嘅票系嘛，就已经宣布亚利桑那州咧就赢咗嘅，咁就到今天即系琴日咧礼拜三，又系同一个电视台 Fox News 有个主持人叫做 Maria。呢、這個係
Maria Bartiromo
係咪？係 Bartiromo 咧，呢個係一個女主播出名嘅，就係得個獎嘅。佢就提到話啲情報消息啊，佢得到嘅情報資料來源咧。